Sustaining breath with the voice guy. To start off, be sure that you do something physical to get your body going, whether it's some stretches, a little run around the room, some pliés, a little dancing to some light, fun music, anything to get your body going. You could also start with some roll downs if you haven't done those already. And if you haven't read about roll downs, be sure to visit the roll downs page on the Voice Guy. Start by noticing. Stand in alignment with your feet, ankles, and knees balanced one over the other, your knees unlocked, your shoulders wide across the front and across the back. Feel your neck lengthening up, your jaw relaxed so that you can easily breathe through your mouth. You can work with your eyes open or closed on this one. Closed eyes often allow people to check in with their inner life, while open eyes force you to deal with your inner life and the real world at the same time, which is what you have to do as an actor most of the time anyway. Notice your breath. What does it want to do? Don't do anything about it, just let it be. Feel how your breath enters your mouth, floats over your tongue, turns the corner, and heads down into your body. Do all you can to avoid planning your breath. Let your breath take you so that you follow your body's impulse to breathe rather than making it do something else. You may notice that when you notice your breath, it's changed somewhat. The mere suggestion of thinking about your breath may cause it to do something, to change in response to that thought. If at all possible, explore the idea of not choosing to breathe, but allow breath to be entirely impulsive. In this way, conscious breathing becomes a process of getting out of the way of breath, rather than planning or choosing to breathe. Give over to the breath impulse and see where it takes you. Resistance isn't futile. We need some resistance here. Once you've gotten into this impulsive breath mode, on the next exhalation, bring your lower lip up to meet your upper teeth so you make a kind of a f sound. As you inhale, release the contact between teeth and lip and let the air come rushing in. And then on the outward flow of breath, reconnect the f posture of lip and teeth. So you get something like this. The F friction will give some resistance to the outward going breath so that your breath will naturally begin to last a little bit longer. As you do this, it's important not to force your breath into a rhythm. Continue to follow your impulse for breath. Expect there to be a short pause between the exhalation of F and the next breath pause. As you become comfortable with the easy F breath, begin to lengthen the F sound with each breath. So, let the length from one F to the next be very slight. You want a very gradual shift, slowly letting the exhalation sustain further and further. By lengthening the F, your need for breath will become stronger over time, so that you'll find your body craving more air on the inhalation. So you'll fill up more, and emptying yourself out as you exhale. As the F gets longer and longer, the pause between exhalation and inhalation may begin to shorten as well. Don't make that happen, but if you notice it happening, that's okay. What's important here is to increase your need for air while continuing to follow your impulse for breath. Say something. Acting is about communication. Anytime you make a sound in an exercise, whether it's a simple sigh or a puff of air on F, or an articulation drill, be sure to communicate something to someone. If you're alone, imagine someone. Or you could talk to the furniture. The one thing you mustn't do is talk to a mirror. This only helps to make you self-conscious and more aware of your outside appearance. And we care about your inner life. So be sure to connect with your feelings, your thoughts, and your impulses as you make these sustained f sounds. At this point, you might try puffing your breath on several pulses per breath, as if you were speaking, with one pulse of air for every syllable. This is similar to what we did with the taking it to text step of the basic warm-up series, except that you're improvising what you're saying, not speaking a text. So that might sound a little bit like fuff and roll. The last step of the process to bring your body into the mix by doing a roll down as you fuff. Start by taking 3 or 4 fuffing breaths to roll down, and then another 3 or 4 to come up. So that'll sound like this. Dropping your head, rolling down, and a bit more, and all the way down. Coming back up. Straightening your legs, shoulders coming around, head coming up. Gradually speed up the roll down process until you're rolling down on 1F. Letting breath fill into your belly and rolling back up on a 2nd. You can even try rolling down and up quickly on 1F. Now here you got to let breath fill down into your belly and then drop your head and begin to simultaneously as you roll quickly through your spine, coming back up as you run out of air. It's challenging, but you can do it.